Thanks for listening to Stokely and Zach On Demand. Before Zach tells us who is moonwalking in the Hall of Fame today, have you subscribed to our podcast? Subscribe everywhere you get your podcast or at 1043thefan.com.
That's really rude of you with our guest. I was ready to go. You know, I was ready. I was on deck. I was ready, and you just interrupted me, cut me off.
You better be quicker than that.
I see what you were trying to do back there.
No.
Yeah.
That wasn't it at
yeah.
all.
Yeah.
That no, that really wasn't it. But
there was an element of it, a part of it, though.
No, because I knew they were playing the Astros, and then I looked, and I did see the time, but that wasn't why I wanted to ask another question.
It was part of it.
Secondary. Secondary.
Primary.
Primary.
No, your question not about true. The Astros was secondary. You no. wanted to get the legal idea.
That's not true. That's
you're
not
true. Such a competitor.
That's
you're
not
such
true.
A competitor.
That's not true at all. That was secondary. And you're really rude. You're really rude to our guest.
Well, you gave me a cheap shot
host.
In the first hour of the show, and I asked you, is this the way that it's going to be? So when I saw that you wanted one more, under those rules from hour one, I said, let me get the legal ID in, and then you can ask your stupid question.
That's fair. I thought it was a good question.
It was all right.
All right. I mean, it was worth asking. Thought it was a good, but that's fair. You're right. You're right. Hey, all's fair in love and war today. Is that what it said?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep. That's where we're at today. I should have known that. Should have realized that. And you got me. Good job.
The Astros coming into town.
How are they playing this year?
They're middling. They win a game, lose a game. They're 7-8. So not great compared to where they've been, but still really talented group. And
they lost a couple guys this offseason. I think both of them maybe to the Blue Jays. Was it Carrera or Springer? They lost two guys. I know it's not both of those guys, but I believe to the Blue Jays.
Don't ever ask me about the roster of the Toronto Blue Jays.
I just thought you might know who the Astros lost.
No, I don't. There's this movement though in Houston that's like screw the rest of the sporting world,
oh.
and they're like doubling down with the Astros. So it's not like embarrassment about what happened.
Right. I like that though. Back your team, you know, like it's them against the world, right? So
yep.
I actually I like that. I like that they take that mentality.
All right. Stoke, you want to know what today is?
Do I want to know what today is?
Trey Lance's second pro day.
Ooh. Yes, talk to me.
And
talk to me.
According to Ian Rappaport, he said this morning, quote, North Dakota State quarterback Trey Lance has his second pro day today. 49ers general manager John Lynch and coach Kyle Shanahan will be in attendance. So will officials from the Falcons, Broncos, and Patriots. With less than 2 weeks to go, a final look at a top quarterback. Couple questions here, couple follow-ups.
Okay.
Do you believe...
Wait, and real quick, they said that the 49ers were the ones that... I didn't... Did you have that in there?
Yep.
Yep,
Dan Graziano had a thread on Twitter that went something like, and this is what I believe you're talking about. He said, I am told the 49ers are extremely involved in the Trey Lance workout schedule for Monday. Lance, who works with quarterback coach Quincy Avery, spent the past couple of weeks working with QB coach John Beck. Kyle Shanahan coached Beck in Washington a decade ago and trusts his opinion. I'm told Lance went to work with Beck at Shanahan's request and that the Niners coaching staff gave Beck a list of drills they wanted Lance to work on ahead of Monday's workout. Effectively, the 49ers designed the workout and will have a hand in administering it. End
okay.
Quote.
I mean, you know, it's look, if you're one of these pro days, I mean, this is who you're catering to. The third pick. Right? This is who you're trying to impress if you're Trey Lance. So, okay, give me your stuff. Here's my question. It's better than your question.
It might be the same question I was going to ask.
Oh.
Go ahead. Today.
I just forgot it.
Unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
Because I was trying to stomp on your face.
Do you
and
guys
I forgot
see?
It.
Do you guys
and
see?
I forgot it.
Yeah.
I'll remember it in 1 second.
Because you're fighting a two-front war.
Yes. Yes,
you're
I was.
You're battling
yes.
me
yes.
and trying to
yep.
do a good job
yep.
of what you're
yep.
trying to do,
yep.
which is
and
hard enough in
out.
The first place.
I know.
So
I know.
To try to battle
I,
me in the
look,
midst of it.
Look, I admit it. I admit when I'm wrong. I screwed up. I was taunting you. I was celebrating, and I didn't get the end zone. I dropped the ball before I got the dang end zone.
And the look of insecurity on your face with the dead air.
Gosh, dog it. Oh, my goodness.
All right, let's go back to my question, which I'm sure was going to be better.
No, here it is. I got it, and I'll forget it if I don't ask it now. Yeah. Here it is. I knew I would remember it. It was right there. Don't the 49ers know who they're taking already? Let's stop playing these silly games. Don't they have to know? They're not still evaluating these guys, are they? Is this just for show?
No, it's not. They have no reason to do anything for show.
Yes, they do. To cover their rear ends. Because if you don't do it, and your guy turns out to be a bust, then they say, you didn't even evaluate all the quarterbacks. Your mind was already made up. Why did you go to this
Brody's? Does that make it worse, though? That you did all the homework and you still couldn't figure it out.
Covers your rear end a lot more then.
Yeah, I agree.
Then if you don't do it, then you're lazy. Why were you so lazy? You should have evaluated them. You know, that's a D-Mac would have ripped them. You know, would have ripped them. Like, oh my gosh, you didn't interview this guy at the combine? How can you draft him if you didn't interview him?
I remember that.
Yeah, so.
Because I didn't meet with Bradley Chubb in 2018.
Bradley Chubb, right. Oh my goodness. So they're covering their rear ends a little bit, right? Because, you know, if you get it wrong, it's just like, man, you didn't do your homework, guys. Y'all are lazy.
But is it really that hard to believe that they couldn't have their mind made up? Like that,
would you make that big of a leap and that big of a jump if you didn't have your mind made up already? You're just going to say, hey, we'll continue to evaluate. Like, you don't have one guy that you love. Like, you know what 1 and 2 were going to be. You didn't have one guy that you said, this is why we're moving up. You don't move up to say, well, let's evaluate them. And then what happens if you get through the evaluation process and you're just like, oh, no, we screwed up. We don't love any of these guys.
Well, they probably have. Well, I don't want to say probably because I really don't know. But if that were to be the case, they would have enough of a baseline evaluation that they feel comfortable with multiple guys. Kyle Shanahan said this. We do realize that, right? When after they made the move up, Kyle Shanahan is on the record saying that they had to be comfortable with a few different players to lead the next generation of 49ers football.
Well, so, I think Kyle Shanahan knows who's going 1 and 2, right? So it's like you already know. And then obviously if there's a surprise at 2, you have to be comfortable with Zach Wilson is what he's telling you. That's the way I interpret it.
Okay, so if there's a curveball at 2,
right,
that you like Zach Wilson in addition to whoever else who's most probably going to be there.
That's right. That's the way I view it.
Interesting.
You riding with me on that or not?
You know, I
you didn't think of it that way, did you?
No, I did.
You're not an outside-the-box thinker.
I didn't, but I, like, here's what I don't believe. That there is some rigid approach that it can only be one way. Like, I think it is possible that the 49ers still aren't 100% sure who they're going to take. Like,
always possible, yeah. I think there's a possibility. I'm just not buying it. Like, that's a bit, you traded, what, a couple first round picks and plus?
Yeah.
And you don't know who you want? Like, you don't know who your guy's going to be. You don't have your board set when it comes to the quarterback. You're still evaluating these guys. I have a hard time believing that. I have a hard time thinking that all of a sudden you're going to let a pro day move you off of your original thoughts. Like, where you were at. Why did you make the move?
What if the original thoughts are really, really highly thought of thoughts about Trey Lance?
Well, that's a lot of thoughts. I don't know. Your original thought was the edge of.
Well, you're saying like you're not going to let the pro day determine. No. Well, what if it's not the pro day determining? Because I agree with you. That'd be silly if you're going to let like a pro day move you from a no to a yes. But what if you're on the on the fence a little bit, and that's why they're getting so intricately involved. I mean, I don't know if this is commonplace, and if you're just joining us, the San Francisco 49ers have apparently tailored Trey Lance's workout today. I mean, I don't know if they'd be doing that if they're like, why do all of that?
For show?
I mean,
just to let the world know that we're doing our work. We're researching everybody. But No, I mean, go back to your other point about, you know, their thoughts on Trey Lance. Like, they're not going to – of course, you're going to go to the pro day if that's who you love, but they've been to all these pro days. Like, they've been grinding over all these guys.
Sure.
Matt Jones, Justin Fields, Trey Lance. And, you know, if you're Trey Lance, yeah, okay, 49ers want to, you know, me to do their workout for them. You know, they have the pick that matters the most for me.
Yep.
Excuse me.
You're good.
You know, when I point to you like that, that means you can start talking. You don't have to just stare at me and just let the mic go, you know, dead. I mean, do you not know signals by now?
No,
like, you're a bad teammate. You're a bad teammate. I feel bad for B-Shack and all your buddies back home.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I feel bad for him. You're a bad teammate. Like, I point to you.
But I knew it was going to be brief enough, and I didn't even know what to say.
Goodness.
You were in the middle of a thought.
I was. Allergy season.
My God.
But if you're Trey Lance, you're saying, yes, that's the offense that I want. Give me all your stuff. I'm going to show y'all what I'd look like in this offense. You give it to me, and I'm going to wow y'all. That's your mindset, of course, right?
Yeah, sure.
To either solidify my spot or hopefully overcome someone else. But I just think that they already knew when they made the trade. You don't make the trade to go into it and say, okay, guys, let's really evaluate these quarterbacks now. Come on. There had to be a guy that they loved and they have watched. This isn't high school ball, man. Right? This isn't intramurals, brother. This is the real deal. You don't think Lynch and Shanahan have been grinding over tape looking at these quarterbacks before they decided to make a move? I'm not dumb. I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but I'm not dumb. They had to know who they wanted, and that's when they moved up. There's only one guy at play here. I just don't know who it is.
Right. Okay. Okay. I understand that you think that.
Mike, if you're listening, call me. Let me know who it is. Come on, Mike. Come on. You're my guy.
I understand. Like, that makes maybe more sense than what I'm saying. Like, you saying, no.
Well, that's what usually happens in this show. I make more sense than you. Say it one more time.
So when you move up, it would make more sense that you have a clear and concise target. Like,
right.
It's, you're moving up for a guy. And I understand. Typically, that's how that works. But there, because it's three, because you're moving up to three, because there is going to be three other quarterbacks taken after the top two, I do think it's within the realm of possibility that they really, really like more than one guy, are still doing their evaluation, and maybe most probably have the target, but are still maybe there's a little bit of wiggle room. It's almost
Is it in the realm of this universe that could be a, yes, it, sure, it could be a possibility. What's your bachelor story?
No, I was going to say, like, you go on to the bachelor, like, you know, I'm not sure exactly who's the one, but there's going to be some great options there and we're going to figure it out,
right?
You know, in the fantasy suite. So
yeah, that's the way to compare the NFL to the Bachelor. Yeah, it's perfect.
So
there's probably going to be some good candidates out there. Yeah, that's a good way to do your job, John Lynch.
So I don't know, man. When I saw from Dan Graziano yesterday that they were this, like, heavy-handed involved in the process, it just opened up my mind to the possibility.
Well, right.
But it could be Trey Lance is the one that they absolutely love.
That could be a possibility. Or it could be Trey Lance's camp reaching out to, knowing the 49ers are going, hey, send us your stuff. Send us your stuff, and we want to make the pro day around what y'all do just to highlight his strengths and what he could do in your offense. So
yeah,
it could be come from their camp asking the 49ers to do it. I don't know.
Okay.
You just don't quite know. But certainly, you could love a couple of the guys and just say, hey, we know we'll feel good with one of these guys, so let's move up, and we feel comfortable with that. I just don't think you spend the resources if there's not one guy that you just like, we really love this one guy. We know he's going to be there, and let's go get him. And that's why you move up. But certainly, I just think that, you know, when you're dealing with competent people like John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan,
sure,
that you don't operate with the mindset of, hey, let's just evaluate the guys now. Let's give up all this. And one of them should be pretty good. I just can't see a scenario where that would happen. But at the same time, look, Is it the craziest thing that, hey, we know we'll like one of these guys, let's go into this thing and really dig into it? Certainly, that could be a possibility. I'm just not quite buying it.
Well, maybe it's Trey Lance, and they're just doing the final checking of the boxes.
Yeah.
We really don't know.
This is the last one. Does that mean anything? I know he kind of sets it up, but you know, it's just like, does that mean anything in this scenario? That
don't know.
Hey,
don't know.
Want this one to be the last one? Let's go. He's really our guy. It's just fascinating how it started with Mac Jones.
Yep.
And now Justin Fields is the favorite.
I was going to say, Justin Fields is the betting favorite to go third.
Yes. He's overtaken Mac Jones. I don't know how, why. Schefter has told us that it's, he thought it was Mac Jones. Chris Sims has said the same thing.
Yep.
And all of a sudden the odds have flipped for some reason. It's gone to Justin Fields as being the favorite. I mean, I don't know how to call it. I could see a scenario where it's Trey Lance.
So
you watch
I.
Trey Lance, and he just wows you with his appearance,
yes.
His youth,
yes.
What he could do for your football team, his mobility, and just kind of how he's made it. And he would be a perfect fit in a Kyle Shanahan offense. So I could look at that and gives him a year with Garoppolo under center. Don't have to rush him in there.
Yep.
It's just makes a lot of sense also.
Stoke, when the trade first went down and they went up to three, my initial reaction was, that's for Trey Lance. And a lot has happened since then, but I wonder if on draft night it'll come full circle back to where I thought it was going to be.
For me, it wasn't, they're going to get Mac Jones at three.
Right. Right.
That's a big scoop of vanilla.
Well, you don't know who Mac Jones is going to be.
No, I don't. I don't. But it's just like, to me, a Kyle Shanahan offense is with a mobile quarterback. And I know he crushed it with Matt Ryan, but it's more of a mobile type of quarterback. That's when he's at his best. That's when he can do so many things, is when that quarterback can use his legs. Now you will see Kyle Shanahan operate like he did with RG3.
Right.
When he made RG3 who he was.
Right.
And just put that offense, and that thing was like, wow. When you have that type of quarterback that can beat you with your legs,
but he's also gone to two Super Bowls with guys that profile more like Mac Jones.
Right. Well, he went to a Super Bowl a couple years ago, running the football, not on Garoppolo's shoulders, and playing great defense.
Sure.
That's what they did.
Sure.
With his running game. I mean, do you want to go through that playoff run of the 49ers? I mean, Garoppolo didn't throw the ball at all. They whipped up on the Vikings and they whipped up on the Packers. And they didn't throw the ball at all in either one of those games.
Good memory.
Yeah, you're darn right. So imagine what you could do with a quarterback off that running game that you have, because you got a dynamic running game, a quarterback that's mobile. Garoppolo's not mobile. So that's kind of where my mind went right away. Is this going to be more of a mobile quarterback? That's why I was surprised.
Oh, my goodness.
Saying, Mac Jones.
I'm checking the NFC Championship game.
Yeah. Talk to me. How's that memory?
Garoppolo was 6 for 8.
Mm.
Sounds like me in the men's league tonight.
6 for 8. I had 12 boards, 14 assists, though.
But, yeah, you're right. I mean, he threw it 19 times in the divisional round.
He threw it just 8 times
in the NFC Championship game.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So
that might be the least, like, ever.
Right. Except for the modern era. Y.A. Tittle, played.
Yeah.
Sammy Ball. Look, that stat tells you right there really all you need to know. And it just says to me, when I think of that style of an offense, you want more of a Jake Plummer mobile type of quarterback, a guy that can move. And so that's where I think of. That's why I think of either Lance or Fields more so than Mac Jones.
Man, I don't know what to make of it.
I don't either.
I've really been looking.
I've been,
It's fun, though.
Oh, gosh, it's fun. I can't wait. I mean, it's we know one, we know two, but three is just like, that's where the party starts.
Right.
Because that's the domino that will affect the Falcons and affect everybody else in the draft.
Maybe the Broncos. Yeah.
Certainly the Broncos. Yes.
We don't know if Trey Lance is going third or
possibly.
Broncos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possibly, right?
Yeah.
So it's certainly going to affect them. Because there might be one guy that they love, Mac Jones, and if he doesn't go at three, doesn't go at four, now you could see them maybe try to move up to five, or if he doesn't go at three, like many had said early on, maybe they try to move up to four with the Falcons. Maybe the Falcons are one Trey Lance. If Trey Lance goes three, now four comes into play again for the Broncos if they love Mac Jones. But it's not knowing who that third one's going to be. And, you know, that's the big domino to fall.
All three quarterbacks, there's a scenario where all three could get taken by the Niners at three.
Yeah.
And all three could fall to the Denver Broncos at nine.
Yep.
How fascinating is this one?
It's a big swing. Going three or possibly going outside of 10.
Sure.
You know, one of them could fall outside of 10.
Yep.
You know, that's where that thing, do I think that will happen? No.
I think the latest one goes as 10.
Really?
Because the Dallas Cowboys are there at 10. You can see the Patriots just jump up a couple spots.
Sure. They can move Broncos. If the Broncos don't take one, they might move back with the Patriots or whoever else. I don't think it will happen, but you could see scenarios where it would. All of a sudden, you know, the first three go, and then the Falcons just start a run on you know, Pitts, Sewell, Chase, Waddle, Smith, all these offensive guys start coming off the board really quickly where teams don't really need a quarterback, and now they're going for that, positional player outside of quarterback.
All right, great conversation. We're going to continue to have it. It's April 19th. The draft's in 10 days. Wow. We are on the doorstep of this thing and now in the fast lane. How's the boycott going with the Denver Broncos? Mm. We have an update on who was there. Got it on video. Take a dive into it coming up next.
It's Stokely and Zach on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
Things are picking up over at the Broncos facility, I guess a little bit.
A little bit?
Today, I mean, think about this. Today, all the Broncos are supposed to be back.
Well.
If they want to be there.
Yeah. It's voluntary. Under normal circumstances, you probably would have 90% participation. You know, a lot of the teams I was on, most guys would be there. Sometimes you'd have a few of the star players that, you know, wouldn't show up right away, or maybe they would work out on their own. But for the most part, you know, 90%+ of your team is usually there, especially to start it off with.
Sure. Sure. So you know what I meant. Like the Broncos are supposed to be back today.
Yeah.
You know, you always got your guys that, you know, aren't going to go to, OTAs because they're very secure in their status with the team. But on the whole, you know, this is supposed to be happening. It's not because of this, you know, quote unquote boycott. Boycott's not the right word for this. And we established this earlier. But how do you boycott something that's totally voluntary?
Right.
So and then even with the quote unquote boycott, Dalton Reisner's back at the facility today. Drew Locke was filmed going into the facility today. I haven't got an update on Vaughn, but I'm assuming Vaughn was there. He's got $500,000 workout bonus.
Some guys I've seen turn down a lot of money for doing off-season workouts. So, you know, when you got a lot of money, sometimes your free time is more valuable than more money.
Mm.
I've seen it, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you're not coming to work out here. And you're losing that much money. All you have to do is make 90% of the workout.
Right.
Wow.
Man.
Wow. I've seen it.
So I guess that shouldn't be shocking. Right. Vaughn's made a bunch of money in this league.
Yeah, exactly. And sometimes they're just like, hey, I'll come in OTAs and do some stuff like that, but I'm not going to commit to, you know, being here 90% of the time, especially now when most of my teammates aren't.
Wow. How about this? John just sent me an article from Mike Kliss. The over hit.
Oh.
What do you think I'm talking about when I say that?
The over hit on the number of players that showed up. How many?
Correct. Drew Locke was there in addition to 19 other teammates. So 20 Denver Broncos estimated. This is estimated.
Right.
His headline
close
says
enough.
Drew Locke among estimated 20 Bronco players who attend first day of off-season team workouts.
Go figure. I'd have lost another over-under bet.
Yep.
Story of my life right there.
Yes, it is.
I mean, what'd you put the number at? 15?
15.
Yeah, and I was all in, under. Well, they were boycotting. The whole team was. I mean, that's what they told us. But really, no, not so much.
And if you remember what I said, we lowered it to 8.
Yeah.
Right? But I said, you may not see 15 guys on Monday. You may see 15 guys, like, by Wednesday or Thursday.
Right.
Like, a moment of solidarity. We're not going to show up for the first day. But we're showing up.
Yeah.
And if you're telling me there's 20 there on the first day, how many are there by Thursday?
Because if I'm looking at what's going on, and I'm, you know I got to show up and work and have a good year to either earn a new contract or just earn a job on the team, and I see everybody else doing it, I see 20 other guys doing it, and I'm not doing it, I'm like, forget this mess. What are y'all talking about? Y'all going to cost me a job. D. Maurice Smith? Like, no, I'm good. I need to look out for my family. And me not being there is not helping my situation. There's a lot of guys like that. If you're Justin Simmons, Kareem Jackson, Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, look, you can boycott and you got a lot to stand on. But when you're a young football player that hasn't done a whole lot, that is trying to earn a job, man, you need to be there.
Right.
And if you're seeing other guys that are there, and maybe your competition's there and you're not there, I guarantee you, you're going to be on the first thing smoking in Denver.
Mm.
And you're going to be there or you're not going to have a job. So that's what's going to happen here. Yeah, you're going to see more and more. I mean, what will it eventually get up to? But it's hard to say we're boycotting when you got 20 guys there first day.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's almost laughable.
Owners
are sitting back with their feet up, smoking a cigar, laughing at the players once again.
That is so
good try, guys.
True.
We knew it. Gotcha. That was funny. That was cute. Y'all are cute.
And we talked about this last week that when this, because I quoted the NFL source from the Mike Florio piece that said, this is going to backfire horribly because they're trying to do something with solidarity that you're it's voluntary, but they can't even do that. So the next time that they swear they're digging their heels in and binding together, stuff like this doesn't help the next effort.
Well, yes, exactly. And you're all over the map. You have so many guys and everybody's in a different demographic when it comes to money, stature, and all these different things. And you have different people that, you know, don't really care about making a statement. All these things combined, it's hard to get on the same page.
Yep.
You know, you got a second year safety doesn't feel the same as Justin Simmons about this situation. You know, this guy's trying to, you know, make a roster, earn a paycheck. He don't care about, you know, off season work. Yeah. You ought to see what I did at, you know, Oklahoma in the off season. You talk about work. That was work. You know, we're up at, you know, 5:30 working out for 2 hours every day. Then going to class.
Mm-hmm.
This is cakewalk. Y'all complaining about this, guys?
Right.
I'm good. I'll go get my $275 a day for 4 days. You get 4 checks. You get paid for 4 days and, you know, make my $1,100 a week. Plus, give myself an opportunity to make a football team. That's what I'm going to choose, guys. Thank you, though. But that's nice of y'all. Y'all can stay out if you want to. But in my situation, I have to go to work. Just makes sense, right?
Makes a ton of sense.
And then you're seeing leaders going to work. When you're seeing Dalton Reisner,
mm-hmm.
Graham Glasgow go to work, Drew Locke go to work, and you're sitting on your couch. Hey, that's a bad look. It's a bad look. It's a bad look for the NFLPA right now. Also,
no,
what it really
no
is.
Question about
it's
it.
It's like, oh,
no question about it.
Some teams we told other teams, no, y'all need to go because y'all got a ton of workout bonuses. Other teams we're you know giving them different rules and different things to follow. It's a bad look for the NFLPA.
It feels rushed. Felt last minute.
Yes.
And
I think that was on purpose, though.
You think?
I think they waited to the last minute to throw this down on the NFL just to kind of say, surprise, gotcha. You know, and the NFL.
Just because they could?
Yeah. Well, the NFL looks a little. So the NFL can't, like, do what the Broncos did. So, oh, COVID? Oh, we got your COVID shots. You and your family.
Right.
Oh, and the alumni.
Yeah.
Even me.
They
I even
invited
got the email.
You.
I mean, it's unbelievable. I thought I was blackballed.
Me too.
Ha! Whew! Not. I'm not, buddy. I was included. So, no, we the COVID thing, no, no, we got your vaccine, but and also for your family.
Yeah. What else do you need? What else can we do for you?
Yeah.
What,
oh, you want another couple weeks of phase one? Okay, we're going to give you 4 weeks of phase one now instead of 2 weeks or whatever it was. So I think they dropped it on them to kind of like make the NFL look bad and unorganized, and that was my first view of it. I told you that I talked with somebody, and and they did say that, no, the NFLPA's been having different
proposals
from us. This wasn't like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, we were sleeping at the wheel.
And that sounds more like it. They just went through a whole season of COVID where they spent $1 billion on testing, all types of different new protocols, jumping through all sorts of different
hoops. Not literally
a billion. No, no. Well, but I'm sure it's in the 100 million range.
Oh, it's a lot.
I'm sure. I don't know what exactly it is, but it wasn't cheap for these entire organizations. Jumping through all types of hoops, and then after that's over, you just don't do anything? That never sounded right. That never sounded right. So this was a little bit sloppy. 20 players at the facility. I guarantee it'll be more tomorrow.
Yeah, you're right.
And after Tuesday, might be more on Wednesday. Yeah.
And maybe it doesn't jump up tomorrow. Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's next week. Maybe it's Thursday. But that young guy that was, you know, standing with his brothers, right? Like, hey, I'm with you guys. I'm with you. He looks over there like, whoa.
Yeah.
Well, that's my receiver.
Imagine the insecure feeling of that young player who's just doing what he's told from the leadership of the team. He finds out there's 20 guys there. The NFLPA doesn't mean much if you're not in the league.
Right.
So your first priority is to take care of yourself.
That's it.
And your business.
Yes, exactly. It's not like normal other unions where, hey, I work for this company and, you know, I'm going to work there for 20, 25 years or whatever the case may be. You don't know how long you're going to last. So it's hard to stand for that. And when you see your competition going into work and you know you're fighting for one or two spots at the wide receiver position, coach, I wasn't part of that boycott. So I was just a little bit sick. A little sick. I just wanted to make sure everything was good. That's why I didn't make it Monday, Tuesday. I'm committed, though.
Right.
Don't think they won't hold that stuff against you.
Oh,
don't think. If it's close, if it's close, they'll start sending messages to the players' union by saying, remember that guy sat out? Oh, he didn't make the team. And there'll be a count out there, right, of all the guys that boycotted, the guys that didn't boycott, all this stuff, who made the team, who didn't make the team. Don't think that doesn't go if it's close.
And I think
they're not going to go with the other guy just to prove a point if the guy's not as good as
of course.
If it's close, oh, that guy was committed to
us. He's been here from wire to wire.
Oh, yeah. Let's give him a job. We like his attitude.
And I don't want to project something
now. All the time.
But I will.
Just tell me about this 7-1 guy that's going to Gonzaga. It's going to be, what was his name again?
I'm talking about projecting like a person may be thinking like this instead of projecting a...
What's that guy's name, though?
Oh, my gosh.
Now you don't even know his name. You just said...
Chet Holmgren.
Oh, my goodness. You don't even know his name anymore. Yeah, he makes a great impression on you.
I know it well. Just escape me for a second.
Yeah. Oh, goodness gracious.
Now you derail... Oh, no, I remember. If all human beings are different, but I think in general, the kind of coach that you're saying would keep score of who's there and who's not there for this voluntary period, it would be more of an old school coach.
Yeah. Like
someone in their 60s.
Has
been in this league for a while and has seen it morph what it is today.
Probably somebody might be, you know, fighting for their job also.
Mm.
Right? It's probably a big year for. Right? Like, hey, you know your actions might ultimately screw me, might ultimately get me fired, that type of guy. So guess what? Not on my watch.
Right.
It's going back on you, buddy.
Right. I need guys I can rely upon.
Yeah. Absolutely. Who's that guy?
I could totally see kind of those internal conversations. Hilarious. Well, we're going to continue to track it. I mean, this is interesting. This is very interesting.
And you know, obviously we're talking about Vic there, but also you look at a guy like Pat Shurmur, who's been a head coach and who, let's be honest, underachieved last year.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit of a disaster.
Bottom five offense.
His butt's on the line also, right? You know, is he trying to get another head coaching job? You know, probably. Yeah, of course he is, but it probably won't happen. He probably realizes slim pickings there. But at the same time, you know, he wants to be an offensive coordinator.
Sure.
This goes on your resume.
Sure.
And I need guys here. Like last year, that's all we talked about was how the lack of an offseason affected our product on the field. And now we're not going to show up, guys. Now you're not going to be there for me to help, you know, help me out. You know, it looks bad on him also. That's another guy that's an old school coach that has been around for a long time that I guarantee you is keeping track. And that's how you make a team, man. You earn a coach's trust by showing up and, like, being somebody that they can count on and they can rely on. That makes it good. You know, that's a little bit of, you know, you want to say high school talk or whatever, you know, the case may be. But, man, it's also in the NFL. You know, those coaches, man, they got a guy that they trust and rely on. You'll be their guy forever.
Well, we're going to continue to track it. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow. But we know the quarterback's there. You know, we know Dalton Risner's there.
Well, you think that? Well, I guarantee the other couple quarterbacks are there. They're all still on the roster, huh?
Jeff Driscoll, Brett Rippon.
Yeah. I mean, how surprised are you that Jeff Driscoll's still on this roster? That says it all. That says.
It's mind-boggling.
A 9 out of 10. It's mind-boggling.
So
I was shocked when they signed him. You and I were both step in step with this one saying, what in the world is this about? So, okay.
How much longer? After draft? How much longer after draft? I mean, it's going to be post-draft.
2 weeks.
This will be post-draft. Yeah, I say within a week after the draft, he gone.
Yeah.
Because I expect whether it's going to be Bridgewater or whoever, they're going to add to the room, he's gone. It should happen pretty quickly after the draft once they figure things out. But that's kind of confusing here why he's still around. But if you're him, you might look at it and say, you know how you keep your job? Right now, you go in, you start working out. Injury.
Oh.
Injury. Then the team's on the hook for that.
Right, right.
I'm not saying to do it, but, you know, maybe have somebody throw you down. Say you tripped in the weight room. I don't know. Drop a barbell on your shoulder. I don't know. You want to make that $2 million-plus bucks this year?
Yeah. Alex Smith retired.
Mm.
We were of the mind that if the Broncos wanted to keep Drew Lock as the starting quarterback, that it would be a wise move to bring in a veteran with wisdom that has started a bunch of games in this league.
Go figure, right?
All right. Alex Smith profiles as the perfect mentor, backup that can still play a little bit if you need to. Like Alex Smith last.
What was his record last year?
I believe it was 5-1.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
His final game in the NFL, he threw 2 touchdown passes to help Washington win the NFC East for the first time since 2015.
Yeah. He's on a team that was awful without him and really good with him.
That was a thought we had. D-Mac has really called us out on social media, poking fun at us.
Yeah, real quick. If last year taught us anything, it's the importance of a veteran quarterback with a young guy. Like, how important that could be for a young quarterback. And now we're just going to ignore that and say, oh, y'all wanted to bring Alex Smith here. That's an awful idea. Like, why? We don't want him to be the starter. We want him to be the mentor to a young guy.
Yeah.
Go figure.
If Alex
and it might be a rookie quarterback also.
Sure.
That's fine.
Sure. If Alex Smith was a part of this team this past year, we don't have the New Orleans Saints game. The Kendall Hinton, that whole thing, I don't believe that happens if Alex Smith is in the picture. I just don't. I don't.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know what Alex Smith's stance is on the coronavirus and all that. I mean, some guys are just like, look, you get in the room and look, we're socially distanced or whatever. We're good. We're not. I don't know.
There was a little extra that took place.
Okay.
In that window of time,
okay.
Why the team find those guys?
Look, they find those guys because they got put in a bad situation.
they made a decision as a group to do something that never went public. But the team, that's why they fined them.
And well, what was that?
I'm waiting to confirm it. And I will. No, I'm
wait. I mean, goodness gracious, it's going to be a non-story here shortly, Zach. I mean, you got to get your sources on confirming this or not confirming it, buddy. You realize that this story is fleeting really quickly, and nobody's giving a darn about it here shortly. So,
I'll remind them. I'll remind them.
Perfect. Well, all right, perfect. All right.
It wasn't just their masks were down.
Okay,
there was another wrinkle there.
Whoa. Where are you going with? Not just what else was down.
Nope, there was another wrinkle of something that they did as a group that didn't have anything to do with their mask down, didn't have anything
something
to do
else
with
down?
Nope, didn't have
oh,
anything
I
to
didn't
do
know
with
where
social
you're going with this thing. Like, wow.
Distance.
Okay, settle down.
There was something that they did collectively as a group that, like, when I tell you, you're like, oh yeah, that was really, 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 really dumb. You thought you were going to get away with that? And that's why the league handled themselves the way that they did. That's why the team, in addition to them missing the game, fined them. All right?
Okay.
I'll look forward to tell you that soon.
I can't wait to hear. Hopefully before 2030.
Maybe.
Hey, remember that? I just got confirmation. Remember when the guys got suspended for the coronavirus issue? I can tell you why now. Oh, thanks, buddy.
Maybe I'll tell you tomorrow. Maybe tomorrow's the day.
All right. So, D-Mac, go ahead. Finish it up. We got to go.
Oh, he was taking a shot at us. That was our plan. Like, good call, fellas. Your plan just retired.
Oh, retired, yeah.
And when D-Mac does...
Has anybody retired that you felt could still play football, though, by the way? Has that ever happened in sports?
Of course.
Yeah. So of course. Just because he retired doesn't mean he wasn't a good option.
Right.
Right?
Agreed.
Okay.
But when D-Mac tries to take a shot at us, I want us collectively as a group... Here, if you're
from
listening, if you rock with us,
the real
OGs, okay?
Yeah.
I want you to start texting in the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043. Just simply this. D-Mac, you thought Cam Newton was the perfect fit for the Broncos.
D-Mac, you thought Cam Newton was the perfect fit for the Broncos.
Yes. And he'll see all different
just
numbers and those.
Inundate him with that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do it for us. Do it for our show. It's us against the world.
That's it.
Right?
That's it.
Noon to three.
That's it.
You know, we're battling everyone. We're the underdogs. So stick up for us. We appreciate it.
All right. Fun show. We still have plenty to get to tomorrow.
Give me a number tomorrow. What do you think the total will be at the boycotted voluntary workouts?
26.
Ooh, that many.
Mm-hmm. Because if your agent hasn't got on the phone with your young guy.
Right.
And said, Hey,
bro,
this is going down. You want to make this team? You should be there tomorrow.
Yeah.
If that conversation hasn't happened
yet. I'm trying to think of how many guys that entails here, though. You know, like how many?
Six more than today.
Think if you're sitting in your apartment in Lone Tree, right? You're like, hey, we're boycotting this thing, guys. Look, we voted on it. We're good. And you see that 20 people showed up like, oh, what?
You're checking your phone?
What?
None of the fellas hit me.
What? Huh? You're showing up tomorrow.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see.
And you tell me how many you think. It's 20 today. I say 26.
I say 24.
Okay. All right. We'll run it back tomorrow. Stoke, have a good afternoon.
Was Juwan James one of those guys today?
Ooh.
You want to wait and sleep on it and tell me tomorrow?
Yeah, I want to sleep on it.
Huh?
Like VJ's second year. Sleep on it.
Hey, you got another chance.
Yep.
Hey, you got another opportunity. Hey, you have a good day, too.
All right, Stoke, we'll do it again tomorrow. Shout out producer John Simmer behind the glass. We step aside. Got the drive coming up next.
Miss any of Stokely and Zach? Make sure to subscribe to our on-demand podcast. You'll get every episode as soon as they're released. Just subscribe wherever you get your podcasts or at 1043thefan.com.